Kenny. Good morning, people. Thanks for joining me. Yeah, this is the talk show with me, Kurt Pigstone. And I go by the name of... Oh, yeah. Got a great show for you today. Talking to Stacey Cadler at about 10:30, talking about venturing buying a magazine and what all that's about, which is, I'm really looking forward to that. Got an interview with Ash from the Crystal Shop in Fargo Village, Coventry. That's later on, that's a recorded bit of the show. I've got music as well, and I'm going to talk a bit about, because it's a business show, so I'm going to talk a bit about business barriers to entry. Yeah, this show has been sponsored by SMS Campaign. If you want to generate quality business leads, then make use of text messaging. Check out SMS Campaign on smscampaign.co.uk or simply send a text to 82023. That's 82023. That's a free text for more information. Yeah, great. Sponsors for the show. Can't beat it, can you? Right, so yeah, it's what day is it? I've lost track of the days. It's Tuesday. We had a great show last night, country music show. We had UK on, we had USA in, we had Canada on, we had Germany on. So my aim is to light up the globe. So there's lots of stuff. So go and check that out. That's on every Monday night, 6 o'clock live, and then I put it onto Mixcloud if you mixed it, and it's all over me in social media. Right, so this is a bit of a talk show, a bit of a business show. So I'll try not to bore you too much, but I'm trying to give you information. And this is, I'm trying to encourage predominantly more dyslexic to become entrepreneurs, but also if you've got a business, it might help you along. And just a little one for me, I want to talk about barriers to entry this morning quickly, and I'll play a song and then we'll talk a bit more about it. But barriers to entry, what is that? Well, if you've got a business and the barrier to entry is quite low, or it's quite high, it depends what you want to do with a business. So if you've got a business there where the barriers to entry are quite high, so like if it's high technology, or say you want to produce a new car, the infrastructure, the technology you'll need for that, the equipment, etc., you take a long time to build up to it. So the barrier to entry is quite high because it's going to cost you millions of pounds just to get going and do your R&D. So that's a bit of barrier to entry. So that's why a lot of companies acquire other businesses that are already established, because the time it takes to get from zero to building that massive business up is quite a long time. But yeah, you've got to pay for it. Now, barriers to entry, if the barriers to entry are low, then you've got another issue. Yes, you can start your business off and you can get going quite quickly, but it also means so can your competition. And I've got a classic example for you. Back in about 2007, I grow chilies, and I had an idea to start selling chilies on eBay. I'd never, ever launch anything on eBay, never. So what I did, I started selling packs of chili seeds. Bear with me, people, bear with me. So I grow chilies, start selling them on eBay. So different varieties I had. I was breeding it or growing at the time, the Dorset Nagger, which was the hottest chili in the world at the time. I shouldn't have sent them, but I sent them to places like the Australia, America, Canada. So, hey, don't shoot me. And I was getting something like a pound a seed because they were that much in demand. They'd just come out. So you got to move these things on, but always got to develop your business and think about the next project or the next product or the next service. So what we decided to do was turn these chilies into a pack, because if we take the chili, and this is about adding value as well, turn the chilies seeds that I had into a pack, and in this pack I had little pots to grow the chilies, had a little tray to put the chili seeds in, it had all the soil that you needed, it had instructions, had little tags, had everything you needed to get yourself going. And I would think I was selling for something like £5 on eBay, and they were going great. I was coming home from work, I was packing them, sending them out. I was probably sending like 20 or 30 boxes a night running up to Christmas and things like that, because they make great presents. And I thought, this is great. I'm going to evolve this. And I had an idea for the next product after that and the next product after that. But what happened was, other people on eBay saw what I was doing. I think I was the first one to ever sell chili packs on eBay. There was no one else selling them at the time. And within a few months, people started to sell them, started to undercut, because the barrier to entry was very low, because all I had to do was sort of replicate what I was doing, which was buying the packaging and all the rest. So once you had the seed, you could sell them. So I couldn't be bothered with that, so I just stopped doing it. I probably should have carried on, but yeah. Anyway, that's a bit about barrier to entry. So if the barrier to entry is low, dead easy to start your business up, but you've got to be careful because other people see what you're doing. So my advice, if you've got something in like that example, don't launch it on eBay. Go and start building your business up at markets, you know, like these. If you're doing that if I was doing that again, I'd go to farmers markets and sell them there and sell them as a premium product, etc. But eBay's great for selling stuff, but also you've got everybody watching you. And anyway, that's just a bit from me. So that was my chili empire. Right, people, we're going to try this now. Hopefully this works. So what I'm going to do now is I should have Stacey plugged into the station. So hopefully we'll be able to hear it in just a second. Let me just turn the import for that. You there, Stace? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, sorry about that, mate. Yeah, I don't know why it's doing that. It should work from the iPad, but there you go.
I heard the music for a while and then it just cut off.
Yeah, what it's doing, it's for some reason I've got a system set up and it's feeding back like a feedback loop. I don't know why it shouldn't do that in my mixer, but I tried it the other day and it worked. And now it's not working, so I don't understand why. Anyway,
it's me. Yeah. I'm awkward.
No, it's not you. It's not you. But thanks for joining me live on Radio Warwickshire. Wonderful.
Thanks.
So, for the people out there who don't know you, introduce yourself.
Okay, that's a bit of a jumping in at the deep end. Well, I'm Stacey Calder. I'm a local businesswoman, and we met through the Networking Mummies Network, didn't we, Kirk?
That's correct.
And so I think the reason you've got me on the show today was to talk about my new business venture, which is the Business Success Magazine, which I bought this month off the previous owner, Dave Sharp.
Mm-hmm.
And it just fits in so nicely with my business of coaching and you know, mentoring and all those sort of things that I do to help other businesses grow, really. It was such a good idea that I couldn't say no. I tried.
Yeah. So I bumped into Dave the other day, actually, because his mum and dad, as you know, live about seven doors down away from me.
That's right, yeah.
So, yeah, I bumped into Dave. So how long did it take from him, the concept, to actually buying the mag?
We both belong to this kind of mastermind group called Beta Testers, and we were sat in a meeting, and you know, sort of peers talking, sharing ideas, and he said to me, "I think I just want to do what I love, and I want to continue with my MCing, and really, I want to hand this magazine over." And I laughed and said, just go for it, you know, and I sort of went into coaching mode and said, what's the worst that can happen? And then he rang me about a week later and said, I'm going to kill you. I'm going with your advice. I'm going to sell the magazine. Do you want it? And I laughed and said, no, thanks. And then we got chatting again at another networking event. And he said, you do realize if you look at the magazine, he said, it's called Business Success, which my business is called Business Success Network. He said, it's in your colours, it's in your branding, it's your magazine, it's ready to go for you. It would be silly not to.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, go on.
So even though I'd said to him no about five times, Dave has this excitement around him and you can't help but get excited. So by the end of that, let's have a little chat, I was telling myself no, but really I was working out in my head how I was going to do it. So, it took about probably under a month for him to kind of, you know, tell me that he wanted to sell it and then for me to go, yeah, okay, let's do this.
Right. Yeah, because that is, I mean, in the modern age of all the digital stuff, that's quite a bit of a leap to go and then buy a magazine in print, isn't it, you know?
It is. And a lot of my business is social media. So I think some people must think I'm absolutely mad to do this, but print's not dead, you know. And if you've got something that people actually value, which this magazine is, you know, I was a reader, I was a subscriber before I bought the magazine,
right?
And I've run a magazine before. It was a bit different. It was a sort of pregnancy related magazine, and the one thing I didn't want to do was be just a magazine full of adverts, you know, chasing people all day long. And actually what this magazine is giving me is it's another marketing platform for me to help businesses grow. So you know, there are some, we're not just doing advertising, there's some great sort of marketing packages where you can get the whole lot, and it entwines with their social media and stuff like that. So I think you're covering it from all angles, which is great.
Yeah, I like that. That's great that you've actually said that, because obviously I do radio show like I'm doing now, podcast. I write for dyslexiamagazine.com. I do Facebook Live video. So you're right. I'm very similar. I can offer, or I can do the whole thing. So I can do a Facebook Live at an event. I can turn that into a video. I can talk about it on air. I can do a write-up for it if I want. So it gives... I see where you're coming from. It's not just a single thing with a magazine. It's an all-encompassing package that you've got with your social media and the other things that you do. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've just been redeveloping the website, and what we're going with is so the Business Success Network. It's the umbrella, if you like, of everything that includes, which is mentoring, the magazine, meetup and mingles and masterclasses. So it gives business owners a real chance to kind of grow themselves and grow their business.
Yeah. So where's the current distribution? Is it just to businesses, or is it in the shops?
You can subscribe to it online. So you can, and it's, to be fair, it's a really good subscription. It's $19.99 for the whole year.
All right, okay.
So it's not too bad, you know, is it? No, it's not. And the magazines, as I say, they are designed that you keep them handy, because you can work through them. So I don't know if you've ever seen one of them. We offer 10 pillars of success. So things like your mindset, you know, sales, marketing, management, all that sort of stuff. But they're designed that you work through and you keep them and you can refer back to them. And the tips and techniques in there are from sort of experts from all across the world. So it's a fantastic magazine, and it's distributed throughout central Warwickshire, through some of the different business networking groups. We're a sponsor of the Woman Who Awards, so we have a great deal with those, where, you know, they're handing out to successful leaders, and then obviously the subscription as well. So it's going out to those sort of, you know, key decision makers and business owners that want the magazine. It's not just sent out willy-nilly around. It's people that actually want the magazine.
Yeah, so you're not just fly-tipping it in people's letterboxes.
You get told off for that, Kirk.
You know what I mean? Like, you get stuff coming through the letterbox, it's unsolicited, or, you know, a magazine
That's
comes
it.
Through.
Yeah, all and people just throw it in the bin, and it's not, to be honest, it's not worth doing it. You know, you want to have that feedback.
Yeah.
You want it to be seen by people that want to see it. So, actually, you know, in the we're putting together the October edition now, and the feedback's been really good. You know, we're getting new subscribers all the time, and people coming on board as, you know, as our experts and things like that. So it's been really, really good to see it kind of take off. Yeah. In fact, Dave did say he wanted it back, so I need to be careful.
Sell it back to him, but double the price. There you go. No, but the thing is, that's why I wanted you on the show, Stacey. We know each other, I've known you for a while now, and really like the stuff that you do. And this show is a bit about music, business, dyslexia, everything. So, hey, great, have a business magazine on, or a local entrepreneur. And just, you know, I'm trying to encourage more people to do their own business. And by the sounds, by the sounds of the magazine that you've got, it is helping those people that either starting up or in business, maybe struggling a bit, and it's a bit of a source of information, not just a glossy mag.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely not a glossy mag, and it's not for people that just want to have, you know, you'll read it in an hour. You can read it over a cup of tea or something like that. But actually, it is designed to help those people. Like you say, not everybody wants a business coach. Not everybody wants the level of help that, you know, that big businesses want. So this is a great way of tapping into some tools and techniques and sort of finding their own pace, really. And then if they like that, then they can get in touch with me and maybe have a look at some coaching or some help and things like that. But this magazine, definitely for startups, for small businesses, for those looking just to grow and they're maybe not sure of how they're going to grow, it's a great tool to use.
Yeah, it sounds it. I did see, I've not I think I got a magazine one off Dave. He came to one of the evening groups networking, and he had the magazine there, and he was talking about it. So yeah, I have seen it, and it's obviously very professional. It's not just something that you'd have, you know, it's a proper professional looking magazine.
It's had some real interest from across the globe. So we've got some great writers for the next edition.
Ooh.
Not just from the UK, as I say. So it's really pulling in that knowledge from all sorts of different people and business owners. So it's been great. We'll have to get you in as well, won't we?
Yeah, well, I already write for a magazine, dyslexiamagazine.com. So
fantastic.
Yeah, so, I do a dyslexia column for them, or an article every month. And it is in my style. It's not about facts and figures. You know me, Stacey. Yeah. It's a bit bizarre. I was going to talk about it on the show today. One of my last articles was, is it okay to come out of the dyslexic closet? So
brilliant.
Yeah. So that,
but and you spoke before about this, and I remember you've done a guest speaking slot for me at a networking event, and you talked about how dyslexics make fantastic leaders. Mm-hmm. So actually, you know, we have part of this magazine which is about leadership. So, you know, there will be people that, you know, are reading this magazine and maybe they're dyslexic too. So, you know, there's something in it for everyone, and what you're doing is fantastic. And anyone can be a business leader. They've just got to put their mind to it.
Yeah, appreciate that. I'll send you the check in the post. the thing is, 30 to 35% of entrepreneurs are dyslexic, and the average population is 10 to 15%. So there's a higher proportion of entrepreneurs who are dyslexic. And that's because they make perfect business leaders, business owners. And I can talk a bit more about it. I can talk all day about it. But that's you're right. Your listenership will contain a lot of dyslexic people, for sure, for sure. And I'm going to wish you all the best with it. I think you're going to do really well with it. And that's why I want you on the show, because, you know, try and give you a bit of promotion, a bit of exposure.
No, thank
you. To the wider world. So where do people get hold of this magazine? Now, if I'm sat home now going, do you know what, that sounds ace. How do we get it?
Right. If you go onto my website, which is www.stacycolder.co.uk.
Mm-hmm.
And you go into my services, you'll be able to find the subscription for the magazine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. So if anyone wants to, because obviously there is some advertising packages as well. So if people's, is it the same thing? Do they just come onto theirs as well if they want to talk about
advertising? Absolutely. Yeah. You can contact me at hello@stacycolder.co.uk as well. We've got massive media packages, something for every budget. So not just advertising, but we do the whole package where you can become one of our experts, not just in the magazine, but on the website. We've got a great network available where people are sort of talking every day and helping each other. And, you know, to be an expert, we want to make you the expert in your field. So that's basically what I'm trying to achieve.
Yeah, that's great. So is it is it a quarterly magazine then?
It is a quarterly magazine, yeah.
Great. Sounds, I think it's a good idea, because, yeah, there's times when we're, we don't want to be online and read. I mean, I'm not a big reader, as you can imagine, but for some reason, I do prefer a physical book or a physical. I struggle to read. You know what I mean? If I was reading a book on like the, you know, digital, I find it better to read.
I do. I have to say, I'm a bit old fashioned in this sort of sense. I love a good magazine. I love a good book. You know, people will say to me, I'd rather have it in the physical. You know, you feel like you can make notes in it and stuff as well. It's,
That's great. That's great, mate. Well, thanks for joining us today. Oh, you want a trap plane, don't you?
Oh, go on then. I've just heard Dave is listening, so it would be great if we could play one.
Well, the thing is, Dave. Yeah, this will go on Mixcloud later or tomorrow, so you'll be able to send it to him there, put a link to it, and then the audio from this will go on to my podcast. So, because obviously on iTunes don't tend to like you putting music on, you know, copyright and all that. But Mixcloud, I can put it on there. That's a bit of a plug.
You're just trying to get me into trouble, aren't you?
Not really. So I'll tell you what, why don't you become a DJ for a second and tell me what the track is and what it is. Go for it.
Okay, so the track I've chosen is AC/DC Thunderstruck, and Dave will know why I've chosen this.
It was
for his entrance to our awards that we had, so I thought it was well suited as I've stolen his magazine.
Cool, mate. You have a great day. Thanks for joining us.
And you. Thanks for having me, Kirk.
Cheers. But Stacey, I know you're going to make a massive success of it. Thanks for being on the show today. And hopefully that's helped a few people out there. I know Dave Sharp was listening. That song was dedicated to him. He was the original owner of the magazine that Stacey's just purchased. And he's headbanging his office. So good morning, Dave. I never shouted out to Eddie King. Eddie King's listening at work. He's awesome. Go and check his time tunnel out on a Sunday night. And a Friday night, 5 o'clock, he does the Ibiza chill mix. He's groovy. Oh, and I forgot earlier on, this song was for Christine, which was, where was it? It was Guns N' Roses. So Christine, sorry I didn't give you a shout out. If I've missed anyone, please let me know. Send me a message. So yeah, we're going well. What time check? Yeah, it's 10 to 11. So I'm on for another 40 minutes. Me and Eddie do a thing with about the weather and the traffic. I'm just looking out my window now. A few cars going past. That's it. Yeah, fine. And it's a bit overcast. That's all you get from us. We're here to play music. I've got some recorded content later, which I'm going to play in a bit. And we're going to play one for Alan. I'm not sure if he's listening. He's down in Devon and he's... He sent me a request, but he said he's not sure he'll be able to tune in, so hopefully he's listening on the playback. And this is a bit of Queen. Don't stop me now. Don't stop me now, people. I'm on a roll. I'm on a roll. I feel alive. I'm playing a blend of music here. A blend. So, yeah, thanks for that, Eddie, that feedback. Love that, mate. Thank you. Yeah, Radio Warwickshire, we're going from strength to strength here. We're obviously just on the internet at the minute, and we've got new presenters coming on board. We've got a guy, Rob Levitt, in Edinburgh. He's going to be, I think he's starting about the 9th of September on a Wednesday night. He's going to bring in Scotch rock, Scottish rock, and a mix of other rock as well. So that's great. And yeah, we're still looking for presenters out there. If you want to do a show, let us give you your idea. And we're looking... Me and Eddie are on the purge, on the push for live presenters playing music. So I do a country show on a Monday night. I do this talk show live. Live is where it's at. Eddie does two shows, Friday night, Sunday night. We've got Kurt Sinclair does some great interviews with... Go and check him out. I mean, he's all over. Gary Newman, people like that. It's phenomenal. So Wednesday night will be fully booked up. So we're looking for other stuff on other nights. So if you want to get in touch, go on to Radio Warwickshire and drop us a line there. Right. So this show's about some live content, some recorded content, and me gibbering on and playing some great music. And we've had Station so far today. We've had Dedications. You've had me talking about... Barriers to Entry. Now, the other day, and I forgot to give him a shout out last night on my country show, I was at Fargo Village with Karen Blake, Dad Boy and Howard. I was having a meeting there, and then I was going to interview a guy called Ash, who's got the, I'm going to play his recorded interview in a moment. But I was sat there, and I do a country show on a Monday night, and I'm eating my food, and I'm thinking, that sounds familiar. And there's a clothes shop on there called Positive Outlook, and he was playing country music. So I went and had a good chat with him, bought a T-shirt, and he sells all stuff that's all ethically sourced and whatever, all his own designs, really great. But it's the first time I've actually been to Fargo Village in Coventry, and they have loads of events. So if you're in and around Warwickshire and around Coventry, they have loads of events on like gin festivals, cider festivals. There's all sorts of stuff going on there. And on there, there's go and check it out. And there's shops and there's restaurants and things like that, but there's a row of containers, and these containers have been converted into shops. So the guy that I'm going to talk to and I'm going to play the interview with is in one of those very containers. So these are all little businesses, all make it all growing. There's vegan restaurants on there, vegan shops. There's all sorts. So if you're in and around, never been, I'd suggest go and check it out. Worth just going along, having to sit down, have a bit of a coffee. Nice, nice little place. So this is Ash. Recording from Ash, so enjoy this. Right, people, I'm out and about. I'm Rover Reporter today. I'm in Fargo Village. That's how you're saying it, Fargo Village, isn't it? That right? Village, yeah. Just had a nice vegan lunch. Don't tell anyone because I'm a big meat eater. But that was quite nice. Enjoyed that with Karen. And I'm in a crystal shop. Yeah, so I'm going to find out all about this because Karen Blake has introduced me to it, and I want to understand a bit more about it. So here we go. Introduce yourself.
My name's Ashley, Ashley Hinton. I am the manager and owner of 1111 Orgon Magic. Okay. It's a crystal and orgon accumulation technology shop in Fargo Village.
Right, so what for the people that are listening and for me as well, what does that mean?
Well, basically, orgon accumulation devices, or the other name it's known as, is orgonite. It takes electromagnetic radiation out of the atmosphere. Or away from electronic devices, so it'd be quite good for you in the studio.
Okay, so yeah, so how does that benefits people? Yeah. From what?
Basically, what it does is it's in layers of organic and inorganic material. So basically, I use crystals and metal. What happens is the organic layer draws in positive ions, which is bad for you. That's what the radiation is actually consistent of. And sends it through the device and makes negative ions, which is good for you. So basically changes the bad to good and cleans the energy, in short.
Right, okay. So well, you can't see... Yeah, we'll show you that now on the radio. It's really good for radio, isn't it? I've got Karen. I'll just explain for you. Karen's stood here and she's got a mobile phone case with a crystal on the back, which is the size of a sort of a sweet size sort of thing. So what's that designed to do then, Ash?
Basically, because the mobile phone has a signal going to it and from it, it creates an electromagnetic radiation, basically, and that just takes the radiation away from the device. So you don't get headaches. Radiation itself is very cancer-causing, so the doctors say to women, don't put your phone in your bra because you give yourself breast cancer. Yeah. It'll just stop that.
Yeah, I stopped doing that as well years ago. I stopped putting in my bra. No good.
Yeah, not
really chafes he does with a phone, you know what I mean? So, yeah, so it's a pity because obviously it's audio, it's not video, but you've got a range of things all around. Are these all doing the same thing that's in here, all these different things that you've made?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. They all do exactly the same thing. You've got the pyramids, they're a bit more higher in vibration. They'll clean a lot more of the energy around them. The bigger the device, the more of the area it will cover.
Yeah.
But the device, the technology itself was invented by an Austrian scientist called Dr. Wilhelm Reich. And he made the first ever organite device he made was an organ accumulation box. Mm-hmm. And it was made with sheep's wool and aluminium sheeting.
Right.
And he also made something called the Cloud Buster, which, again, you can just go onto the internet and research it. And yeah, it was the Cloud Buster itself was the first ever weapon manipulation device that doesn't exist. Hint, hint. Wink, wink.
It doesn't exist. So where do people put these then? Because obviously these pyramids are—they're not like, you know, not as big as a proper pyramid, but they're, you know, they're, I don't know, about the size as the height of a phone, mobile phone type thing, aren't they? So where do people place these in the house?
Literally, well, wherever you can get them, and they're going to be by you most of the time, really. So by your bed, in your meditation spots, if you've got a room for meditation, just get them all around there, or all around the house. I mean, I'll make stuff called tower busters. I put them all around. As you can see, there's one just out above the wireless router outside the shop.
Yeah.
And then again, that'll just stop the radiation coming from the wireless router.
Yeah,
stick them everywhere.
Cool. Right. Crystals everywhere, isn't it? Like a crystal maze, isn't it? Without all the fun. But yeah, I like it. So how do people get hold of you then if you want to know a bit more information?
Yeah, 1111 Orgon Magic. You can add me to Facebook. We've only just opened the shop, so we'll be doing a web page for all of that sort of stuff. Yeah, so just add us to Facebook, or you can come here to Fargo Village. Any day of the week, really, apart from Monday and Tuesday. But again, we're going to be opening Monday and Tuesdays as well. So hopefully within a couple of weeks, we'll be open 7 days a week.
Lovely. Well, thanks for that. So yeah, if you're in and around Coventry, come to Fargo Village. Come and see Ash. He's just in one of the containers, aren't you? What is it, 1111? This is 1111.
So container five.
Come and have a look at it. If you've not been to Fargo Village, come on down. There's lots of little shops and little units. Yeah, it's quite a good place to come. So yeah, thanks for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks for that, Ash. Thanks for the interview. It was an interesting afternoon, that. And that shop that was at was called Positive Outlook. So if you're in and around Coventry and you like a bit of country music, go and sit out. There's a cafe, I think, next door. Go and sit outside there. Listen to his country music. Go and say hi. Tell him Dougie Stone sent you. So, yeah, I meant to give him a shout-out last night. What I'm intending to do, I think, because there's lots of different things on there, I think over the next few weeks I might go and interview some more of the business owners at Fargo Village, because it's a local village to us, you know, Warwickshire. We're in Radio Warwickshire. Why not? So I'll see what they're about, because, yeah, some different things. But, yeah, that's what this show's all about, bringing you information and local stuff if we can and stuff from around the world. I'm going to play, and you heard the start of it before, Down Under, Men at Work. So, yeah, it's been great this morning. Thanks for joining me. And I've only been running, this is the third show that I've done live with it, which is the talk business music show and what have you. And I think it works. And it looks like it's working because people keep tuning in, which is great. Now, I won't go into too much detail, but I write for a magazine. So I do the podcast, I do a radio show, I turn that into a podcast, I do Facebook Live at events, and I write for dyslexiamagazine.com. I know, bonkers, I'm dyslexic and I write for a magazine. So just hang on, I'm going to cough. Just turn the microphone down, you don't want to hear that. Right, so I write in my own particular way. I was talking about this when I was talking to Stacey before. I'm not doing it in these are the stats and facts and figures. I'm not about trying to educate kids more and try and shove all this crap into their heads that we try to do in school if they can't get it, because, you know, it's a big sausage machine and we try to fit everyone into this one box, which only suits probably 80% of the population. The other 20% struggle, but we get frustrated when they struggle. So this article, what I did, so I'm trying to do things, and my public speaking is all geared to raise and change the perception of dyslexia. I do go by the name of the International Dyslexia Superhero. It's a self-given title, but hey, if I keep saying it, people might get on board with it. So one of the articles I did, if you went into a bar or a restaurant or in work and someone sat next to you just in conversation said, oh, by the way, I'm gay or I'm a lesbian or whatever, that in this day and age, in this day and age now, the majority of people will just go, fair enough, and carry on with the conversation. It's like there's like no, it's not a shocker anymore. People, it's not illegal, it's not a big shock, it's become culturally accepted. And the reason behind that, I believe, is because of all the years of campaigning. They've obviously got their own banners with all the rainbow stuff and what have you, all the prides that are out there. So they've made people more aware of it. Whether you agree with it or don't agree with it, just put that to one side for now. What I'm saying is, because they've spoke about it, they've campaigned about it, it's just been constant, it become just normal, it's become accepted, and that's the case. It's great. So in the same scenario, if you're sat next to someone at work and they say, oh, by the way, I'm dyslexic or I'm autistic or on the spectrum or I'm dyspraxic, there's like a bus look because people don't understand it. So what I was saying in this article and what I'm trying to get at is we need to do the same sort of thing that's been done in the gay lesbian community of talking about it, campaigning about it, maybe have our own banners and our own slogans and just more and more. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to wake people up who are dyslexic to say, come on, be proud that you're dyslexic. Get out there, talk about it, come out of the dyslexic closet. Because the more of us that do it, the more people that are brave to put their head above the parapet, the more it becomes understood, the more things will change. Education will change, business will change, and we'll understand it more. Because being dyslexic does not mean that you're stupid. It just means that you process things differently. You understand or see the world differently. And that's what I was saying before to Stacey. It's what makes dyslexics perfect to run businesses, because one of the advantages you've got is problem solving and taking information from other places and putting new solutions and new ways of working. So that's what I did in that magazine. That's dyslexiamagazine.com. I write an article every month. I didn't do one last month. I've had a bit of a summer break, but I'll be writing one in the next couple of weeks on a subject you haven't yet to think of. And that's how I work. An idea pops into my head and I roll with it and I sit down and write my articles. So I'm really proud of that achievement and doing that. So go and check that out sometime. But that's what I'm trying to get at. It is good or it's okay to come out of the dyslexic closet. Get out there, people. Tell people you're dyslexic. Get them on to understand what it means. It's not just about words jumping all over the page. It's not about reading and writing. It's about how your whole brain operates. And I always use the example, it's like taking a PC and a Mac. The two things will do exactly the same thing broadly, but if you try and get them to communicate, they can. And if you try and put a program in one from the other, they can't process it, because the way that it all works is totally different. The programming is different, and that's what it's like to be dyslexic. So there's a disadvantage, but there's a massive advantage here. Yeah, if you want to get involved, please contact me at Dougie Stone on Twitter. Or download my app if you're on Android and cook up in there. You'll find me on social media, Kurt Pigstone, or Dougie Stone is my Facebook page, business page. But thanks for listening to this recording on my show, which was recorded on the 29th of August. It's been great putting together. I'm going to be bringing you more live guests, more recorded content, and more great music. So join me again, radiowatcher.com, or tune in radio, or on the streamer app every Tuesday for my business talk and dyslexia show. So thank you. The Dougie Stone Show.